Tina Peterson joins us from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. A lot of people wonder, where's the checkoff money go? Well, one of the things is promotional efforts for dairy products, and one of the most successful ones is the Fuel Up to Play 60 campaign that's a combination of efforts with National Dairy Council and National Football League. What exactly is Fuel Up to Play 60?
So Fuel Up to Play 60 is a national in-school health and wellness program. In Wisconsin, we are in a large majority of our schools. In fact, I think over 500 schools. And so in that program, we work with, of course, the Green Bay Packers in Wisconsin, and we promote you're fueling up your body with nutrient-rich foods and getting active and playing for at least 60 minutes a day.
I've read that obesity affects 1 to 6 kids and adolescents, so this program helps motivate them to put down the games and get more exercise, along with eating and drinking fewer high-calorie, low-nutrition foods and beverages then.
Correct. So we do encourage the physical activity component, which is obviously that 60 minutes a day. But we also talk about not consuming high caloric foods and instead choosing healthy, maybe lower fat dairy options, incorporating the farm to school message with fruits and vegetables and whole grains.
So what ages are benefiting from this program?
In Wisconsin, I know our Fuel to Play 60 program reaches about 175,000 students annually, typically from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Any idea how many kids have benefited so far?
Oh, over the years, this program is 10 years old. More than 18 million students nationwide now have healthier food access, including milk, cheese, and yogurt in their schools.
So how does Fuel Up to Play 60 help the dairy industry?
It's our voice in the dairy industry while we go into these schools. It's a great advocate for our dairy farmers because not only are we talking about nutrition, but we're talking about how our Wisconsin dairy farmers take excellent care of their animals, and we really promote the whole farm-to-table initiative.
Have we seen any increase in milk, cheese, or other dairy product consumption in young people and their families since the start of Fuel Up to Play 60?
Well, I know the program, the information that we have between 2010 and 2017 shows that we have increased specifically in school breakfast nationally over 1 billion pounds of milk usage.
Now, working with the NFL helps you get some more exposure as well. Green Bay Packers kicker Mason Crosby is helping get the word out, I hear.
Yes, Mason is our actual spokesperson for the year. He has done a great job. We have a video of him on our field, actual dairy farm in Wisconsin. If you are interested, you could visit wisconsindairy.org to see that video.
And is the program growing? You're in a lot of schools now, but is it growing yet?
The Fuel Up to Play 60 initiative is growing annually, especially in Wisconsin. We have a lot of teachers that are willing to partner with our dairy farmers, and we work together with our local county dairy promotion groups. We also bring in activities that benefit the students and the schools.
I would imagine another side benefit of the program is it may be the first exposure to what comes from a farm for a lot of these kids.
Well, there are a lot of students and families, for that matter, that are removed from agriculture, and this is a great way of connecting students with the farming and agricultural industry in Wisconsin. There are a lot of different initiatives that take place through Fuel Up to Play 60. We do a lot of cheese taste tests in schools, which focus specifically on specialty cheeses and expose students to cheese that they may not have tried in Wisconsin. We have wonderful activities such as a smoothie bike, where students can pedal. While they're pedaling their bike and getting that 60 minutes of exercise every day, they are actually blending a smoothie in the back. And a lot of times we'll incorporate some yogurt or maybe some kefir in there, and they can make their own recipes.